Let's talk to our friend here. Folks, as you may know, we recently brought back the most requested segment of the show, a fan favorite, Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week. It's something I always look forward to with a longing that verges on wistful. And now that sweet, sweet moment has arrived. Please welcome Bruce Cherry.
Thank you. Thank you for that very kind introduction, Mark.
Well, I see you haven't lost the childish delight you take in scripting these things so that all my lines reflect an almost pious veneration of your sagacity.
At least you have a well-rounded vocabulary. I don't know if that would be the case if you were left to speak your own mind, but hey, go ahead, give it a shot.
Bruce bad, Mark good. Hey, what happened to Mark? What happened?
Gee, Mark, maybe you shouldn't have stopped praising Bruce Cherry.
Bruce make me mad. Me want hurt things. Hey, can we stop this grim charade?
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about, Mark.
It's my show. You know I don't have to play along with this. I only do it because I believe in you as an artist, because I appreciate your vision. Oh, for Christ's sake, can we just do the bit here?
Great news, Mark. Uh-huh. I did another Cedric the Ineffectual. Jokes that rely on anachronism, Monty Python British accents, the funny cup runneth over.
If I recall, this bit is a phone conversation with a fictional king of Wessex from the year 750 named Cedric the Ineffectual. Cedric is a metaphor for George Bush. We call him on something called the histriophone, which is left vague enough to plaster over the holes in the logic. Hey, how come I have to do all the exposition here?
It's called airtime, Mark. Now, let's call Cedric on the histriophone and do the line that explains why somebody's picking up a phone in the year 750.
Yes, yes. Good thing this is a speakerphone. Hello, Cedric. Pick up. Pick up the object that looks like the jawbone of a stag.
Hello. Is this Sir Mark of Merrin?
Yes. How did you know?
It's the year 750. It's either you or someone trying to get me to switch histriophone providers.
750? Wow. I imagine yours must be a pretty brutal society.
Tell me about it. We're all armed to the teeth. Of course, none of us have teeth.
Let me ask you this, Cedric. How did you get to be king? Did you pull a sword out of a rock?
No. I pulled a sword out of another guy who wanted to be king. Around here, that's known as a mandate.
So, you haven't always been a king.
Oh, no. For years, I worked as a leper.
You worked as a leper? But leprosy isn't a profession. It's a disease.
Yes. Where were you when I was spending all that money on trade school? Healed College of Leprosy. What was I thinking?
Cedric, recently here we had a big controversy over gay marriage. Now, before you make a bad pun about gay as in festive merriment, let me explain. That means marriage between two people of the same sex. What are your views on marriage?
We believe marriage is a sacred institution meant to forge an alliance between warlords or to increase one's herds of pigs and cattle. Shouldn't be entered into lightly. Unless you really need the pigs.
But can a man marry another man?
How many pigs does this guy have?
Well, look, I'm not matchmaking here. Does your society approve of same-sex marriage?
We believe you should be free to marry whomever you can abduct. I don't recommend it be another man. They're much harder to tie up and throw on the back of a horse.
But you do have that option.
Yes. You have the option of the horse if you prefer.
Well, that's open-minded.
It's pragmatic. You haven't seen our women. Look, what two people do in the privacy of the communal hut is their own business.
The communal hut? I can't imagine there would be any privacy at all.
No, so whatever you do, do it with some flair. Tell me, Mark of Merrin, what do you do for a living?
Well, it's hard to explain. I guess it's my job to keep people amused.
Really? You're a dwarf?
No.
A hunchback?
No.
A hunchback dwarf?
No, no, I'm just an entertainer.
Oh, not a very good one, I take it. No hunchback, indeed.
Look, I'll ask my agent about getting a hunchback.
You have an agent? Mm. Listen, I'm a king now, but I've been writing an epic poem.
Oh, yeah. Well, my agent isn't taking new clients.
No. It's a great story. Think Beowulf meets Tristan und Isolde.
I gotta go. I'm out of histriophone minutes.
Click and scene. What do you think?
Just brilliant. Just brilliant. A triumph. I almost split a glove clapping.
Oh.
You know, Bruce, if this isn't a pitch of the week, you don't really need to write any ending banter.
Oh, okay, great. See you next time.
Yes, you will, Bruce. Yes, you will. Now get out.